This is BPNRadio.com, your 24-hour internet prayer station, calling America to pray. A member of the Breakout Prayer Network. Let's pray, America.
Hey, this is Dale Gentry welcoming you to another classic interview here on BPNRadio.com. For over 3 years, I've had many special guests here on BPNRadio.com. So during the following hour, we're going to replay one of those great interviews. Please remember that the following interview has been pre-recorded and may include some dated content. However, well, you're going to be blessed by another one of our special classic interviews here on BPNRadio.com. Ian and Allison Keeper are with us today, and they've been partnering with us and doing teamwork with us here on BPNRadio.com for the past several months, and they're with us almost every Sunday for Breakout Radio Church. So I wanted them to come today. And, of course, you hear them every Friday with their Marketplace program at 1 o'clock, 7 o'clock on BPN Radio. You hear them every Friday. And also you hear and see Allison on Prophetic Thursday. So they're a tremendous couple. We're so thankful to have them partnering with us, teaming with us here on BPNRadio.com. I've got Ian on today, and I'm going to welcome him to the program. And I just say I'm trying to adjust the microphone because we're about 8 or 10 inches apart in height, I guess. I don't know. I'm about 5'7". How tall are you, Ian?
I'm 6'3".
6'3", so that makes you about
6 inches taller, right?
Yeah.
Wait, more than that.
8 inches? Eight or 9 inches taller. Yeah. Anyhow, we're going to share the same microphone today. And it's good to have you on. Allison will be on with us shortly, but we just pray the will of God be done. And today we wanted to broadcast on Facebook Live as well because you have some things that you want to show our audience. And if people are listening today, you can just talk about it. But you guys have been with us for several months here, working with us on BPNRadio.com at Breakout Prayer Network. But I've asked you to come on today to share your story because you guys have been quite successful in the marketplace. You've not promoted yourself, but I wanted to promote you guys today and talk about what you do, how you started. Share some background because I love to hear people's stories. Yeah. I want you to tell your story. And how all of this came about. You guys are tremendously blessed, and we'll just take it from there. So the microphone is yours.
Well, I appreciate that, Dale. And first off, what an honor it is to be a part of this ministry with you and your programming. And we know that this was a divine appointment, you know, and for those of you out there that may not have heard our story about how we connected with Dale. Yeah. You know, it might be another time to share all about that, but it was definitely a divine appointment that brought us here on the same street as Dale and Gene Gentry.
That's right.
And our dog actually ran out, and you know, God told our dog to go get Dale and introduce us, put us together. And so I think it's been a year now that we've been on the program and helping out here at the station. So yeah. I really appreciate the opportunity to come and kind of share some of the things, because, you know, Allison and I have been on quite a journey together. You know, our 13 years together, 10 years of that married. There's been a lot of roller coasters of ups and downs, and a lot of learning and growth that has happened during that time frame. Mm-hmm. And so, we have to say this business really was that we're involved in was part of that, but was a big part of that. But I want to kind of take you back as I share our story with you, back to 2008. I was in the mortgage industry. We were living in Seattle, Washington. We had our oldest daughter was 3 years old at the time. My wife, if you remember what happened in 2008 in the mortgage business, things changed very quickly.
Yeah.
We found ourselves in a rut financially. We were behind on our mortgage. We were, 70% of our income had been taken away. And many of you out there may know what that feels like. Maybe you've been laid off from a job. maybe you've had, you know, you've had other circumstances come up in life where your income's been cut, and suddenly you know you have X amount of bills to pay, and you're not able to meet all those obligations. Mm-hmm. And we found ourselves in a tough spot. And so my wife went back to work. Our daughter was in daycare 3 days a week. I would hang out with her the other 2 days, and my wife and I were like ships passing in the night. You know, we were maintaining busyness to try to keep ourselves afloat as best as we could, and we were looking for ways to. I mean, gosh, at the time, we weren't sure what to do. We thought if we could just wait out the market, and you know, mortgages would come back, and all this regulation came down, and at that time, something clicked with my wife. She wanted to get healthy. You know, there was a side of her that was like, I really want to get healthy. And so we had, prior to my income being totally obliterated, we had purchased some personal training sessions for her. And so she had actually gone and was working out with a personal trainer, 3 times a week. And on the other day she would go and run like crazy, but nothing was changing on her. And it was extremely frustrating because we felt like we were doing all the right things. You know, we felt like we were, you know, we hadn't really sought guidance, but it, you don't have to look very far for someone to show you how to eat. Like, you know, if you go to a doctor and they say, well, you got to eat better, mm-hmm. but they don't really give you much advice beyond that.
Right.
They just say, go ahead and eat better. Mm-hmm. And so we did what we thought we did was we buy organic food. Mm-hmm. We'd buy the things that said healthy, like Healthy Choice TV dinners, you know, and different foods that were out there that appeared to be healthy on the outside, but were really keeping us in a place of being stuck. Mm-hmm. Also, that included Starbucks. You know, I mean, we had a coffee habit that was pretty bad. there was alcohol involved in it at that point. I mean, you know, we were doing what we saw everybody else in our community and in our circle doing was mm-hmm. when you get off work, you go and buy a bottle of wine or a 12-pack of beer and you go home and have dinner and drink that. And so we just were like, well, why isn't anything really working? Well, my wife went and had a hair appointment, and her stylist was a good friend of mine for a long time. But I remember when specifically she came back from that hair appointment, she was kind of bewildered because she knew about her financial situation, but her stylist had shared with her about a program because she saw her stylist change between her hair appointments. Mm-hmm. She saw her stylist, who was already a small gal, lose 20 pounds. Mm-hmm. And looked great. Her skin looked good. Her hair looked good. Her nails looked good. And which sometimes when you see people lose 20 pounds, you go, are they healthy? You know, but this was the opposite. Everything matched up. And so Allison really, really looked at that and said, whatever you're doing, I want to do, right? Whatever that is. Mm-hmm. And she said, great. Well, my husband and I will come over to your house and talk with you and your husband about it. And, you know, it's something that we've started doing and sharing with other people. And maybe it's something for you. And so I remember Allison came home from that, knowing about our financial situation, knowing that there would be a financial a stretch here of some mm-hmm. sort to give in exchange for what she wanted to do. Mm-hmm. And I remember she finally got up the courage to say to me, Mike and Janelle are coming over to talk to us about a program, and I'm doing it. Yeah, that was what she said. And I said, wait a second. You know, if I go and I pull back the cupboard in our house, it was full of bottles and pills and things that she had purchased from the pharmacy or from the store with promises of getting that body that she wanted or that feeling healthy like she wanted. And each of those were, you know, a quarter taken, half taken. Some of them made her, you know, her personalities go all different directions, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. had her feeling very funny and such. And but I said, look at all these things that you've purchased. Do you really think that this is going to be another something that's going to help, or is it just going to be another one of these? Uh-huh. And she said, well, let's find out. And so my friends came over and they shared with us about a nutrition program. Mm-hmm. And it what we really liked about it in the first place was that it was based on food, right? And so for those of you out here that maybe you're having a New Year's resolution right now, you're looking at 2018 and saying, "Hey, I'm still carrying some holiday bloat." And, you know, the holiday cooking got me really well, and you're wondering, look, it's going to start with what you put in your mouth, right? Optimal health cannot be bottled, supplemented, and sold. It starts in your kitchen. It starts with what you're putting in. But again, how much direction do you have on that? Mm-hmm. And so what we liked was the fact that this came with a plan that showed us, mm-hmm. you know, what a carbohydrate was, what a protein is, what mm-hmm. a fat is, what are good vegetables to eat when your goal is fat loss, mm-hmm. right? What timing do you eat? What increments do you eat at? How much water should you drink, mm-hmm. right? How about exercise and movement, right? The variables that we can control. And so we loved the fact that it came with that nutrition plan first. Mm-hmm. And then it fell back on some proper, like some quality supplementation that that was there to help enhance the foods that you already were eating. Mm-hmm. And so at first, honestly, I was like, I'm a skeptic. Again, I'm stepping into this going, look at all these empty bottles. This is going to be another thing that's just going to go by the wayside, mm-hmm. and you'll have spent money on, and it's not going to do it. Well, my friends countered, and they said, listen, if it doesn't work, we'll give you your money back. And I said, really? What hoops do I have to jump through? Right? Because most of the time when somebody offers you a money-back guarantee of some sort, you've got to jump through hoops. It never really pans out. Yeah. And they said, there's no hoops. If you're not completely satisfied, you give us the empty boxes back, we will give you a full refund ourselves.
Wow.
And I said, okay, well, I guess we have nothing to lose then.
Okay.
But then everything to gain. Mm-hmm. So let's give it a shot, and I'm going to do it with you. Because at that point, I thought, being it wouldn't be fair for me to be sitting there ordering pizza and having her be on a nutrition plan where she's trying to eat clean and follow this plan. Uh-huh. It would work better for both of us as a couple in unity to work on ourselves together.
Yeah.
Right?
I agree.
And I heard one of our mentors, Jim Rohn, that I've listened to over the years, he had a good statement that said, I'll take care of me for you if you take care of you for me.
Okay.
Right? Which is pretty nice. And so I subscribed to that. I said, let's do this. And this way we can hold each other accountable.
Yeah.
Not coach each other, but hold each other accountable.
Okay.
Yeah. Right? And so we stepped in. By day five of the program, I woke up before my alarm clock for the first time. And I was sleeping better. I was getting more quality sleep. Mm-hmm. And I had energy to get up before my alarm went off. And so I woke up before my alarm. The house is quiet. I've got extra time. Right. When you sleep well and you wake up early, you have extra time. Yeah. Right. And so I at that point I chose, well, I'm going to start to exercise and add that component to this nutrition plan. Uh-huh. And so I got up and Allison hadn't quite felt that point yet where I was like, wow, I feel amazing. But day seven came and she had that epiphany of, wow, I feel amazing.
Wow. Right? Uh-huh.
And so by day 10, I think I dropped 10 pounds in 10 days. She was down 5 pounds in 10 days.
Amazing.
And both of us, more energy than we knew what to do with. Our stomachs were shrinking. Like we felt good. Uh-huh. And we were just, like I said, 10 days into this program. And so by the third week, I had dropped 22 pounds off of my body. And I didn't think I had 22 pounds to lose. Right. Allison was down 16 pounds and 12 and a half inches. And one the major points of that we knew we were on the right track was when our 3-year-old daughter said to my wife, Mom, you're fun again, right? Mm. And that was a shot because when we looked back 3 weeks before that, we could see what she was talking about.
Uh-huh.
We hadn't realized how low our energy was. We were drinking coffee. We were trying to be present with our kids, but the reality was that the way that we were eating and the way that we were treating our bodies was putting us into a state where when it was time for her to be with us and us to be with her, we would sit on the couch and turn the TV on because that's all we felt like doing.
Mm-hmm.
So we were robbing our child of that time with their parents and that time together that we should have, that we suddenly had back now. Instead of sitting down in front of the TV, we would go on walks. We'd go to the park. We had energy and felt good. We would run around and play with her. And for my 3-year-old to have that, just that epiphany at that point was really a shock to us and to go, wow, I wonder how many people out there are walking through life just getting by through the day, right? Mm-hmm. Just getting through the day, mm-hmm. not taking the day, not being excited for that day each and every day because they don't have the energy, they don't feel good, and they don't feel like they're making progress. You know, when you mm-hmm. have those things in your life, you start to feel more purposeful. You feel like you're ready to tackle the day.
Yeah.
And so
many people identify with what you're saying, Ian.
Yeah, I can imagine. I mean, it's an epidemic, and if you look at the CDC, just came out with recent statistics that said that 66% of Americans are overweight, right? The obesity in our children in our country is out of control right now,
mm-hmm.
right? It's a growing problem, and no matter how many commercials out there, no matter how many gyms step up, there's a hidden problem that one of the doctors for the nutrition company we work with talked about, which is called hidden hunger. Right, we're being overfed and mm-hmm. undernourished,
mm-hmm.
right? We're reaching for foods and in abundance because our bodies are not getting the nutrition that it needs from the foods that we're eating.
Mm-hmm.
And so even people that say, hey, well, I eat clean. I eat all live foods, or I eat all of these, are deficient in so many areas of their nutrition. Now, it doesn't mean that they're going to die today, but it does mean that they have a higher disposition for disease and for mm-hmm. other things to manifest in their mm-hmm. bodies if they're not getting great nutrition.
Yeah.
And so it's really a matter of what can you do to help your life. So back to our story, we continued to work on ourselves, you know, and mm-hmm. and through that process, people around us said, "What are you guys doing? You know, you're stepping away from it." I went to a friend's wedding, gosh, a few months later, and I remember we had the rehearsal dinner. I was in the wedding. The rehearsal dinner was at Maggiano's in Chicago, which wonderful food.
Yeah.
All of them were drinking. You know, I mean, it was open bar, and I was choosing to drink water, and mm-hmm. I was avoiding a lot of the heavy foods, and I was eating chicken and salads, and I had a piece of bread, but I let it pass by me several times. Mm-hmm. You know. And I remember one of the gals there said to me, she goes, "Why? What are you doing? Why are you not drinking? Why?" And I said, "Well, I'm on a nutrition plan. I'm on a program for myself that I'm working on me." And she said, "You don't need to lose weight. You don't." And I said, "It's not about that, right? For me, it's about feeling and being at my best.
Mm-hmm.
And it's okay. Worry about you, you know." But it was an epiphany that, I mean, maybe many of the listeners and viewers out there can relate to this, that when you start a program, how many people around you kind of sabotage it or try to?
That's right.
They try to kind of stick something in there, and not intentionally.
Uh-huh.
They just suddenly see you doing something good for yourself, and maybe that makes them feel a little bit bad about themselves because they're not making better decisions in that moment.
Mm-hmm.
And so they say, "You don't need to worry about that. Go ahead. You can have some." Right? and it was good for me to experience that, though, and then to step through that, because what happened next, when I was strong with what I was looking for, when I was strong with the direction I was going,
mm-hmm.
is the next question was, "What are you doing and how can I do it?"
Okay.
Right? And
all
so
right.
It was either she was trying to sell me on something or she wanted to come along with me, but she wanted to see if she could knock me off first. and again, she didn't mean any harm by it. It's just kind of part of that human nature programming, mm-hmm. I think, that happens.
Yeah.
And so we continued to work on ourselves. Gosh, I remember by...
And how long ago was that now?
This was 2009.
Oh,
so
9 years ago.
Yeah, 9 years
okay.
ago.
All right.
And when this is May 2009, June 2009, by day 56 of our program, I remember I came home from work from my mortgage job that wasn't really paying me at that point, and my wife answered the door and she was so excited. And I was like, What's going on? You know, she goes, "My pants. Look at them." And I was like, You're wearing cool white pants." She goes, "No, they're my college pants."
Oh, wow.
So she goes, "I fit in my pants from college."
Wow.
Right. And we knew that we were pretty strict and followed the guide and plan the first 3 weeks of the program. After that, we learned to lead a lifestyle where it's 70, 20, 10. 70% we follow the plan very closely.
Mm-hmm.
20% we fall off and a little bit. You know, I mean, there's times where you go out to eat and you mm-hmm. enjoy yourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And then 10%, you know, we have an 11-year-old, a 7-year-old, and a 5-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a... you know, we're going to go to Dairy Queen sometimes. Yeah, there's going to be a blizzard in our future. There's
yeah.
there's cake. There's uh-huh. pizza nights.
Uh-huh.
You know, but it's when we start to hit that back to back to back to back, which if we let our kids dictate what we eat every night, we're going to be eating pizza and dessert daily.
Yeah, that's true.
And so I think oftentimes in today's world, we want to make our kids happy. Mm-hmm. And so we want to give them the things that they want rather than stepping back and going, "No, I'm willing." It's a battle sometimes to get them to eat healthy food.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's negotiations that happen at our dinner table almost nightly when we're choosing the food of how many bites do I have to eat? You know, what kind of things? And so that maybe that's happening for you. But the cool thing again is that as we started to eat differently, so did our children. And now, you know, we went through the holiday season as well this year. We fell off a lot. We kind of said, "Hey, we're just going to do whatever this year." And so we've been back on our plan for a week now.
Uh-huh.
For 7 days ago, we started on New Year's, and it was and my wife woke up this morning. She actually posted a video on her Facebook page. She's down 5 pounds. And actually, I want to show our viewers out there what five
okay.
pounds looks like.
5 pounds.
Yeah. So okay. For those of you that are watching on Facebook, this is 5 pounds of fat replica.
Wow.
And, you know, we're talking, what is that, a foot and a half long?
That's amazing.
You know, probably about 10 inches in diameter, right? I mean, 5 pounds of fat. When somebody says, I only lost 5 pounds, you know, it's important to note what that looks like, right? What this is, because this is what's, you know, it's hard. You feel like, how can I do this? Now, the adjustments we've made, obviously, is we've cleaned up what we're eating. Mm-hmm. We got rid of all of our holiday treats and the things that would derail us from our plan. Mm-hmm. Get them out of your house, right? One of the biggest keys that you can do is get those things out of your house so that they're not a temptation for you if you struggle with that.
Yeah.
And we're drinking a ton of water. If you're out there listening, one of the best things that you can do, our nation is severely underhydrated as well, right? People are not drinking enough water. The common thing that happens day in and day out is people mistake being thirsty for being hungry, and they go and eat and consume more calories rather than drinking water when that's really what their body is asking for.
Okay.
Right? So if you're out there watching, a good guide for water consumption on a day-to-day basis is half of your body weight in ounces. Right? So if you weigh 200 pounds, drink 100 ounces a day. Now, I'll tell you, there's the first week you do that, you're going to be in the bathroom a lot. You're going to be peeing quite a bit. That's just part of your body's process.
How many glasses is that?
So 8 ounces is, if you go by 8 ounce water, that's 12 8 ounce glasses, right? And that's kind of the recommendation is doctors recommend 12 8 ounce glasses of water. So
that's a lot.
Yeah. And through our own transfer and change, we actually found that people were seeking what we were looking for. People wanted to change. They didn't know how. Uh-huh. Like I said, they'd go to their doctor, and their doctor would say, eat healthy. So they'd attempt to go buy healthy foods and would end up still back in the same place.
Yeah.
And wondering, why can't I change?
Okay.
And so we started sharing with people around us. We started helping other people, and they started having the same results that we had, right? Which was wonderful. I mean, if it works for us, it can work for them. And so they followed the plan. We started coaching them through, and they started having great results with their health and feeling better, and changes happening. And it's been a wonderful journey. But we found a business at a time when we needed one. You know, we didn't really commit to the business side of this opportunity that we have our hands on of helping people with their nutrition until later on. You know, we actually ended up short selling our home in Seattle and moved to Montana, where my father-in-law had an extra home on his ranch, which was located 40 miles west of Missoula.
That's amazing.
Right? 2 miles outside the closest town that had a population of 400 and 2.5 miles up a dirt road. Right? Mm. Beautiful ranch, but we were out there a ways. Yeah. And I started working construction with my father-in-law when the snow cleared, but I had a vision for this business. In January 2010, my friend that introduced us to the business called me up and said, that was actually December. He said, hey, he goes, I know you like these products. I know the plan has worked for you, and I know you're sharing it with people. I know you need to earn in money too. Why? What's missing here? He told me that him and his wife were plugging away at the Success System part-time. She was a hair salon owner, and he was an insurance salesman that actually managed an insurance sales manager. So he would work, you know, from 5 in the morning until 7 at night, and she had her salon open 12, 14 hours a day.
Mm.
And they were plugging in part-time into this business, and over the past 8 months, while we were just taking products, they were building the business with intention and sharing with others and helping them get results like we had. And he told me they were making $8,000 a month.
Wow.
And that spoke to me. You know?
That was part-time.
That was part-time. Mm-hmm. Part-time income of $8,000 a month. And I thought, you know what? I've known these people for a long time. If they can do it, we've gotten a few checks, you know, from casually sharing with people here, and they're casually helping a few people.
Uh-huh.
And if they can do it, why not us? And so I said, what do I have to do? And he said, you've got to get to Success School. So Success School is an event thrown by the company AdvoCare in Dallas. At that time, we had about $200 in our account, and I was in Montana, and I said, well, I can't afford it. Now, he countered that and said, if you get there, then I'll cover the rest for you, right? And I remember hanging up that phone, and I don't think I had ever had anybody extend an invitation like that to me before. There was strength there that I needed. And I hung up the phone and I told Allison, I said, I've got to go to Dallas next month. And she said, how? I said, I don't know, but we've got to find a way. And so Priceline actually at the time had just come out. I think this is January 2010. And I went on Priceline and I was searching for airline tickets on the internet and nothing that made sense. Well, I found a ticket from Spokane, Washington, which was over two mountain passes from us, mm-hmm. right? But it was about 2.5 hour drive from where we were living, yeah. and it was $168 round trip. And so I booked it. I said, out of the $200 in my account, I booked it. The night before I had to drive, I had to get up early in the morning and drive over the two mountain passes in the winter, and I get to the airport. I remember Allison's dad came in, and I had some of our product because we've got some meal replacement shakes. We have some other things. And I was just going to pack what I could to eat, you know, because I didn't have money with me. And he came and he said, well, I don't want you to go without any cash. And he gave me a $100 bill, which was a huge blessing.
Yeah.
In fact, when I got there, I needed to take a shuttle. So $20 was gone right there. And, you know, I went to this event and, you know, I'd been to a couple of smaller events. But this event where I got to see, because AdvoCare as a company is a company of principles. The founder, when he put together this business, sat down and wrote down the 10 things that were most important to him. And in fact, if you don't mind, I could read those to you.
Yeah, go ahead. I want to remind everybody you're listening to BPNradio.com, your 24-hour internet prayer station. It's good to have Ian and Allison Kieber on. Allison, a little bit later. And Ian, it's great to have you on today and your involvement here with Breakout Prayer Network and BPNradio.com. I'm excited about what you're saying today.
Yeah, well, thank you. I hope we're adding some value to people out there. And I'll tell you, when I saw these guiding principles, number one is honor God through our faith, family, and friends. Number two, respect and strengthen the family. Mm-hmm. Number three is believe in the dignity and the importance of the individual.
Very good.
Number four is create a standard of excellence recognized as superior by the direct sales industry. Number five, believe that honor, integrity, and principles are the foundation of a great life and company. Commit to the mutual loyalty and trust between AdvoCare and its distributors. Establish and continually improve the vehicle of opportunity and the pursuit of financial freedom for all AdvoCare distributors. Mm-hmm. Commit to ongoing personal growth and development through professional training and educational programs. Build self-esteem by promoting a sense of personal worth among all people. Mm-hmm. And last one, continually expand our market by providing the most effective and highest quality products and services available.
Well, very good.
And it was amazing for me to hear that, but it didn't stick with me until I went to the event in Dallas, because what I saw there was integrity. I saw leadership that was lacking. Mm-hmm. I saw people willing to help other people without any financial gain of their own. Okay. I saw doctors who were world-class physicians, nutritionists, people who've changed the face of medicine already, uh-huh. were there that, as being a part of making these products, and uh-huh. they themselves took them. I saw endorsers, and sports endorsers from Drew Brees from the Saints to endorser after endorser, Jason Witten from the Dallas Cowboys. I mean, there was the bobsled. The gold medalist winner was there. I mean, the Olympic athletes and such stepped across that stage. Holcomb. And Joel Holcomb? Joe. Steve Holcomb, the gold medal winner, that's right, in bobsled. Walk across the stage and share why the integrity of the business and the integrity of the company, they knew they could count on these products because of who was putting it together. Uh-huh. And all of that spoke to my soul. The University of Oklahoma. I mean, so AdvoCare also has a sports advisory council that consists of athletic directors, of directors of sports performance for major college institutions, mm-hmm. From Oklahoma University of Oklahoma
yeah.
to that Ohio State
yeah.
to USC, to University of Washington. I mean, across this country. People trust these products. The athletes, the athletic programs know that their athletes can take these products because there's not going to be something unsafe in them and because they work. And so when all of that matched up to me, and the biggest thing that spoke to me was the stories of other people that had overcome adversity in their life in order to build something by their design. Now, the design that they were talking about wasn't about fancy cars. It wasn't about fancy houses. It was about being with their family. It was about working with their spouse, being close, being tight-knit instead of being separate. Like my wife and I were living separate lives at first as we both were just struggling to make ends meet. It was about coming home and being together. It was about being a present father to my children. When I saw those stories, the people that were able to accomplish that, I wanted that too. I looked at them and said, why not me? You know, why can't we do this?
Okay.
If they can do it, we can do it.
Yeah.
And I remember, and so actually Sunday at that event, they at that event on Sunday morning, they had an optional worship service.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I was an undecided person at that time. I was coming from a family that was spiritual. I wasn't sure, you know, what was what. I kind of was shunning religions and thinking that they were all the same and they just caused grief for people.
Mm-hmm.
But I decided to go to that worship service because my friends invited me.
Okay.
They said, why don't you come? And I was like, no, I'll just stay here. And I thought, you know what? My friend paid for my hotel. He's been paying for meals.
Yeah.
He invited me to come here. Why not experience everything that they have to offer?
Okay.
And so I went to the Sunday morning worship service, and Michael W. Smith sang.
My friend.
Yes, yeah. Your friend Michael W. Smith sang. And he sang, "Open the Eyes of My Heart, Lord."
Uh-huh.
And I sang it with him.
Oh, wow.
And I felt myself changing in that moment. All of the experience of that weekend made me see something that I was missing in my life. It made me see a future for my family that I hadn't seen before, that I wasn't sure I thought might be out there, but I never saw a pathway to get there because nobody ever took the time to show me and share with me. And so I was kind of disturbed. My wife was an atheist at the time, and I was going, okay, well, I've felt this, but how can I bring this back to her so far away and share with her? And I remember, I mean, the whole time I flew back and after the event, and I got back to my car and the battery was dead. I had to have the airport people come and jump it for me. And I drove back. I think I got home at 3 a.m. that night, but I was still hard to sleep because I was so stirred and I couldn't wait to share with my wife. And I woke up the next day and all I could muster to say was, it was amazing. And we're doing this. And and we're going to start going to church. and she looked right in my eyes, and I remember that look. She looked deep into my eyes, and what felt probably like 5 minutes long, which was probably about 10 seconds. She looked and she said, "Okay, you know." So that things began to change for us, for our family, for hope. We had hope again in our lives. Like we had a future, we had a path, and we were looking forward to building it together. And so That was really where we started on the business side of things. And so, like I said, I don't know any questions about that. My beautiful wife just hopped in here, and I know she
amazing, amazing, amazing story. I've heard your story, and you guys have worked with us about a year now.
Yeah.
And you've never really shared your story, but I thought today would be a wonderful day for Ian, Allison, Kieber to share their success story, because all of us want to be successful and significant. I believe you guys have reached both success and significance. So I'm glad to have you on. I'm glad that you're sharing this with our listeners and those who will be watching throughout the day here on Facebook. Mm-hmm. Allison, come on in.
Yeah, come on in, Allison.
And, I'm
step over here for a second.
I'm really proud of my spiritual son and daughter, and most everybody knows Allison. Ian and Allison are with us on Sundays. And she hosts Prophetic Thursday. She has thousands of people that join her on Thursday. So now we're talking about another phase of your ministry, and that's business, the marketplace.
Yeah.
And we're excited to start Marketplace Saturday, which will be hosted by Rick Gentry, my son, and also Ian and Allison will play integral parts of that. We're going to give our entire a Saturday starting January the 20th to those in the marketplace. We'll have guests, we'll have programs. Ian Allison, their program will be on. It's going to be great. So you guys have been a blessing here, but I know that you can be a blessing to a lot of people that are looking and searching for a new beginning this year concerning their health, their weight, their finances, and, I highly recommend both of you, and course, I'm going to take a little drink of my Spark, and you'll be telling people about Spark. I love Spark. I take it on the broadcast. It helps my throat. Come on in and share your part. He showed the 5 pounds of fat there.
So 5 pounds of fat. So if you're on the radio, you can't see it, obviously. But I will tell you that most of us, when we think of 5 pounds, we think, oh, it's not very much. And then we actually see a little replica made, and you can bring it up online if you're on the radio, and you can see that there's images of fat replicas, and they've placed a pin next to it, so you can see just how big it is. And I actually was so excited this morning because I stepped on the scale this morning, and I've lost one of these already.
Oh, wow.
This week. This week, I've lost one of these, and I'm so thrilled about that because it's not just all about the way that we look, right? In fact, I know, most of us would say, well, I want to lose this fat that's on my body. And that's something that we talk to our children about too, is that, we never say that someone is fat because, that's not who you are, right? It's fat isn't who you are. Some of us have fat, right? And I had put on a little extra fat this year, mainly because of excuses. And like I was telling my friend this morning when I met with her, I said, how ironic. I'm a health and wellness coach, and I myself, struggle every now and then, just full transparency there. But I had, when I boil it all down, it was excuses, really, of why this had crept back onto my body. And so this year, I just, I remembered really God's word, right? God's word of that this is a temple. Right? This body that I inhabit is a temple to him, and how I treat it matters. It matters. And so if I'm not treating myself the best and being my best possible self on the inside and the outside, I just really had to ask myself, like, what am I saying to God with that? And, I'll be honest. I thought about that, and I thought, because I'm telling him my excuses are more important. Really, that's what it was, that the excuses were more important. And so, that's kind of just a transparency moment there for you guys. But 5 pounds of fat. I'm super excited. Now I have a little more ways to go, but I'm excited because I didn't see this come off last year, right? I just kept seeing these get put on and on and on last year. And so, I don't know if you're like me, and at the end of the day, you can just go, well, excuses. And I'm done with excuses, right? I'm done with excuses. I'm going to do something about it. We have a program, and we know how to help people. And I'm just excited, like you said, to help people this year. I really believe that that is who God made Ian and I, is that we're helpers. We're helpers in ministry. We're helpers in business. We're helpers in life. We're helpers in parenting. We're helpers. That's just who we are. And so, we love helping people.
And so how can you help people that are listening or watching today? How can you help them?
Well, I'm not sure what Ian has shared.
Well, he shared the story, the journey,
okay,
and it got to you. And, of course, you guys, I know, had an incredible encounter with the Holy Spirit shortly after he got back from Dallas.
Yeah.
And then you started in this business.
Yeah.
You guys have been very successful. And tell people how they can get involved, some products that you have.
Okay.
And how they too can be successful. And and the two of y'all get to work together from home.
We do. It's
fun. I love working from home.
I do too.
I get to work together from home. And you and Ian get to work together from home. Tell the people how they can get involved. I'm going to step aside.
Yeah.
Let Ian come in, and it's the two of y'all.
You know, it's funny though, when you talk about working from home, you'd be amazed at how many people I meet that say, "Oh, I could never do that. Yeah. I could never work with my significant other from home." And I always just want to say, just try it. Just try it, because I don't know about you guys, but I really like this guy. And there came a point in our life where Ian was like, "You know what? I'm tired of being a paycheck. I'm gone all the time. And I'm gone when you guys are in bed in the morning. I'm gone when you guys are going to bed at night. And I'm just tired of being a paycheck. Something's got to change. And so, you know, working together has its challenges, right?
Because yeah,
we're together all the time. But for us, that just that's the world to us is to be together. We married each other because we want to be together. Not apart and not having to sacrifice any of that. And I don't think that we have to. So anyways, how can we help them with the program, right?
Yeah. And that's a good question. A couple of things I want to address. I saw a couple of comments here on the Facebook Live. Joyce started the water program. She said, we'll have it 14 years ago, and she rarely drinks anything else. That's awesome, Joyce. Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's so, so key and important. I saw Gwen here says, seems like out of a dozen of my friends, one out of a dozen has the best new wellness plan. Seems redundant. And you know what? Honestly, with a 68% overweight problem in our country, there can't be too many wellness programs out there. There's a lot of things that people can choose from, and it's important to find something that fits, but find something that can be a lifestyle.
Yeah.
Right? What we know now is that when you have a depletion diet of some sort where you take something away, it's all going to come back, right? So understanding how to balance your carbohydrates, your fats, and your protein, and then adding micronutrients to it is vitally important to reaching your results and living a healthy, like just looking and feeling your best, right? Because you want to have good nutrition in your body. And so I encourage your friends who are out there that are sharing those things, because it's important. Our country needs it. There's a big drain on our medical system here in our country, because people are having to go there. If a few different changes were made in people's core nutrition at home, there would be less people using the doctors all the time. Right.
And I actually just read the statistics the other day, because I saw that Seattle had just passed a sugar tax, right? And somebody was actually complaining about it. And I saw it on the other side. I said, how awesome is that, right? Is that at least Seattle's trying to do something about this epidemic. And so they've placed a tax on basically sugar. And so if you buy drinks that have sugar in them, you're going to get an extra tax on those things. Just much like they would do like tobacco and alcohol. And I saw this and so for me, that was like, yay, that's exciting. They're trying to do something, because I looked at the statistics and the CDC had reported that $149 billion per year, $149 billion per year was attributed to those who were overweight, to just being overweight. Okay. The health risks and costs of being overweight, $149 billion. That's according to the CDC. And I think that was a statistic for 2016. You can go and look that up on their website. But I thought that's astronomical. Mm-hmm. So we have to do something. And like Ian said, 68% of the population being overweight, I think 34% are actually in the obese category, right? So something has to happen. We've got to introduce people to a plan that doesn't just have a quick fix, but has a lifestyle. And like Joyce, I mean, just changing to water, right? But drinking water every day. I mean, I'll be honest. I'm a health and wellness coach. I've been doing this for 8 years, and it's the first thing for me that will tend to fall off. And so I've got to find better ways to help hold myself accountable. Right. And so for me, I finally just got out a 1 gallon jug of water. And said, this is how I'm going to consume my water. And so, you know, when we help people, we focus on the pillars because there's four or five pillars that are going to be integral into you not just losing weight, not just getting healthy, but staying that way, right? And so we focus on, it's not just, you know, some products. And I want to say that I'm a pretty example of, you can't just take products and have that perfect existence, because I did just take products last year, but I didn't really follow an eating plan. I didn't get great sleep. Like I said, I let a lot of excuses come in of why I wasn't exercising on a regular basis. And so those things, even though I was taking great products, great supplementation, it's not enough. It's not enough. And just like it's not enough to just eat right, or to just, you know, I'm going to cut this one thing out. We've got to have the all-encompassing. And so we focus on nutrition, right? We focus on drinking water. We focus on proper sleep and less stress. And yes, we focus on proper supplementation and exercise, right? So it's the five pillars that we really hit on. And so it's not just like one thing, one size fits all.
Yeah, absolutely. And so I see some of you are asking for websites. Some of you are asking for, asking what the product is. But well, if you would like to reach out to us, you can visit our page on Facebook, 24to Fit. It's 24TOFIT. And private, that's our Facebook page, right? That's our business Facebook page. And private message us, because we know that there's over 70 products involved in what we do. We have five product lines that go from a trim line, active line for energy and on-the-go nutrition. We have a sports performance line. We have a fit line, and we have a wellness line that deals with overall core wellness. And so sometimes just going to a website can be a little confusing, because you're not sure what to get. And I've walked down vitamin aisles at the store and watched people, and I used to be there myself. I'd stand there and look at vitamins and go, well, I think I heard vitamin C is good for me.
This one looks good.
This one looks good. Well, this has some good things it says on it. Or you go to GNC and some guy tries to guide you, but you still walk away and you have no guidance. And so one of the big things, how we help people get results, is through our coaching, mm-hmm. right? It's a multi-step program. There are some products involved in it, but which products are going to be right for you? We've got to find out through having consultation. Mm-hmm. Yeah, coaching consultation to find out what your goals are, what you're looking for, and then putting together a plan of how to get you there. So there's a lot of different things that components that may make up wellness for each person, and all of us are different, right? So one thing that works for somebody may not work for somebody else. But what we know is that when somebody takes advantage of our coaching and obviously follows the plan that we lay out for them, there's adjustments that are made throughout that plan, and the goal is a lifestyle change that you can carry into your future years to help you look and feel your best for a long time to come. And so, yes, there are products involved. We did bring some, but I don't want to take up the time showing what those products are at this point. If you have questions for us, you can reach out to us through 24to Fit, message us through that, or you can send us an email to info@242fit.com. That's info@242fit.com.
He's doing this, but it's 242.
242.com. Yeah, sorry. I the radio listeners I was thinking of. So, yes, 242fit.com. info@ is our email address, and you're welcome to email us and set up a time. We'd love to hear from you.
And doesn't cost anything to set up a consultation. There's no cost involved in that.
No cost involved in that. We'd love to help you get some results. And again, if you walk away from a consultation call with some ideas that are going to help you move into the best you can be in 2018 and beyond, we'd love to be a part of that. Again, there's no charge for talking to us. In fact, we will give you a free nutrition guide and program just for setting up some time to talk with us. So.
Yeah. And I was just going to say, I think that's one of the other things important things that we have learned in this business is that if we just focus on helping people, then the rest will all fall into place. And I think that's a nugget that each of us can take out there into whatever it is that we're doing, right? Whatever it is that we're doing, that you can take it out there and you can say, if I put my focus on helping other people get what they want, then what I want will come to me. And isn't that amazing that is really how simple it is and how simply it works, that when you put that out there of I'm going to help other people get what they want, that's what I'm going to focus on, then the rest starts to get taken care of.
Yeah, and I do want to say that you guys have been on with us a year. You have never mentioned, could we share our product? Could we share our business? I persuaded you guys to be on today because that's not what you've been about. You've been about simply reaching out, helping others, people that are listening today and watching today understand that. So, but I want to ask you before you go, and I know that Ian, for those of you that are joining us on Facebook Live, is putting the information on the screen so they could contact you. But this also can be not only... we're not only talking about people's health, but we're also talking about financial blessing. They can be blessed financially. Can you share a little bit about that?
Yeah.
There's some people that would like to to have this as a business also.
Yeah,
can you
absolutely.
Share the business side?
Yeah, absolutely. So on the business side, again, I mean, like I said, the biggest fundamental that we've been taught in this business is we get paid five different ways here in our business. But all five of those ways revolve around helping someone else get what they want. Mm-hmm. And so, again, that fundamental has been driven into us for the last 8 years is you need to focus on helping other people get what they want, then you get what you want. And so, you know, for Ian and I, we knew that we wanted to produce a type of income that would allow us to be work from home parents. We wanted to be able to give our children an extraordinary life, right? And so to be able to do that, we knew and the things and the visions that God has put before us, the prophetic words that he's spoken before us of what we're supposed to give, it's going to take finances. And so for us, this was a good fit because it allowed us to use our servant hearts to be able to help other people, to help them with their wellness goals, but also too, to help other people in their finances. Mm-hmm. I mean, we get to teach people how to get out of debt. Right? I mean, who talks about that? Most times you have to go to some other seminar or something. And we've got that in our coaching tool belt that we're able to give. And in fact, the company that we're with, that's one of the biggest things that they talk about is getting out of debt before anything else financially is getting out of debt. And so, you know, if starting a new business this year is something that was on your resolution list or something that you've kind of always thought about, we'd love to talk to you more about that and see if it's a fit for you. We know that, you know, it's not a fit for everybody, but if you don't research into it, you don't ask questions, you don't look into it, you don't know. And I can honestly tell you that Ian and I, one of the things that I share with people each and every day when I get on business phone calls with them is that I'm excited about what this business has done for me and my husband and our family financially has blessed us beyond measure. And we can then be a blessing to other people and other things. But what excites me even more than that is the financial blessing that it's been to the hundreds of lives that are attached to our simple yes. Because mm-hmm. we said yes, there are other people out there who are living their financial blessings. We have people on our team who have paid off entire student loan debts. I mean, we're talking $100,000 student loan debts. We have people on our team who are work from home moms, who are work from home dads. We have people on our team who have literally come from not even being able to afford to ride the bus, living on other people's couches to literally bringing in $20,000, $25,000 a month. A month. Can you imagine?
How much?
$20,000 to $25,000 a month.
That's amazing.
Right? And he, a single dad who's doing that, and he started with nothing. He started literally with a hope and a vision, and he locked arms with someone like us, able to help guide him through it and give him the plan and the path. And yeah, so there's people like that on our team. And then there's lots of people on our team who just make a couple hundred extra dollars a month. Mm-hmm. Because what we know is, I don't know about you guys, but what could even a couple hundred extra dollars do? You know, some of you would say, well, that would mean everything. It would help pay my mortgage. It would help get me out of possibly going into bankruptcy. It would allow me to be able to give the way that I want to give again, mm-hmm. right? It would be able to do so much. And so sometimes it's not about the $20,000, $25,000 a month. Maybe it is, but for a lot of people, it's just about the $200, $300, $500 extra a month. And I love that we have the opportunity to just be able to help other people get whatever it is that they're
amazing.
Looking for.
You guys have an amazing story. How many people have you helped get into the business over the last 8 or 9 years?
How many people in business? So today, I don't know exactly how many people we have in business, but I do know we have roughly about 8,000 to 10,000 people who are on our team that consume these products. And that excludes retail customers because we can't track the retail customers. So that's actually just people who are preferred customers or have a wholesale distributorship or are doing the business. And so roughly about 8,000 to 10,000.
Yeah. Including Dale and Gene Gentry.
Yes.
We're preferred customers now.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, you are.
Well,
got to get that discount.
And it's important to mention that our programs have zero auto ships or minimums.
Yes, right. So. Yeah. Okay. So the radio might not have heard Ian there. Is that important note is that our company does not have an auto ship. We also don't have minimums. And so, you know, that's really important because a lot of companies, they do. That's a requirement in order to be a part of them is that mm-hmm. you sign up for these auto ships. And one of the things that our company has said is that, you know what, our products are so good, we don't have to have people sign up for an auto ship. They choose to keep taking them.
And I know, I'm so glad you guys are on today. And before you go, I want you all to pray for those that are listening, those that are watching. But I do know so many people struggle with their weight, struggle with their health, and I just believe that you guys have some products, some information, and you're willing to help people that contact you. So won't you give your contact information one more time and say a prayer before you go?
Okay. Yeah, absolutely. If you want to reach out to us, if you want to go through Facebook, you can go to 24to2fit. That's the numbers 24. Space T-O, space Fit, F-I-T, and find our Facebook page there and drop us a message. Mm-hmm. You'll see we have a little auto-responsive message bot on there, but it will get back to us and we'll reach out to you. The other way is you can email us at info@242fit.com. That's info@242, then Frank Igloo Thomas, F-I-T.com, and we'll be happy to reach out to you and set up a time to discuss what you're looking for and find out if we've got a solution.
Yeah.
So
that's good.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we want to definitely close it in prayer. Heavenly Father, God, we thank you. God, we thank you that you have so many opportunities all around us, God. And God, that we have a choice. We have a choice to open our eyes and we have a choice to step forward in those opportunities that you present to us, Lord. God, I thank you that every single one of us is unique and has our own giftings and talents, God. And I thank you, God, that you continue to bless us, each and every one of us. God, that you are always with us, God. And God, and today I'm reminded of your word in 1 Corinthians 6:19-20. God, that our bodies are a temple. Our bodies are a temple, and how we treat our bodies is a direct reflection, God, of how we feel about that temple. God, and I thank you. I thank you for opening up eyes and opening up hearts today, whether it's with us and with this program, but just, God, that today eyes and ears and hearts were open to make a change. God, that there's changes that can be made out there that will have generational effects because we have seen it firsthand, God. That people who have taken a hold of their future, both physically and financially, have not just changed their own lives, but they have changed the lives of those that are around them and those in the future, God. And I thank you. I thank you for using this vehicle to show us and teach us about legacy and generational wealth and generational changes, God. And God, I thank you for the people who are assigned to us, who are assigned to our yes. And the people attached to their yes, and attached to their yes, and attached to their yes. God, that every single one of them, God, remember that someone before them decided to make a change. And that it mattered, God. God, that it has a ripple effect. And one of the greatest gifts that you've given us is the power of free will, God. The choice to love you and to obey you. And to walk with you, God.
Yes, and God, I just want to thank you for the struggle, Lord, for the hard times, for the struggle that we've been through, Lord, for the times that we doubted ourselves, that we doubted our future, that we had doubt and lost hope, Lord. I want to thank you for those times because there were greater times ahead, Lord. I just want to thank you for allowing us to share our story, God, for allowing our story to be one that can light the flame for somebody else, no matter what that path is. That overcoming the obstacles, Lord, that we have and that we will, that somehow that's going to affect somebody else, God. That somehow that's going to show somebody else that maybe where they're at is exactly where you want them to be in order for them to have a story to share also.
Mm.
For them to step through a fear, to step through and step into hope, to have greater faith in you, God, that you're showing them that you're real, but you need them to step also, Lord. Mm. We thank you so much, God, for all of this. We thank you for this ministry and for the opportunity, God, for being here today, for those listeners, for the viewers, for the comments, for the likes, for the shares, for all of that. Lord, we appreciate all that you're doing in this world, Lord, and helping this ministry to continue to grow, God. We just love you so much, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen.
Love you both.
Love you, Dale.
Thank you.
Thank you for being on today. I bless
you. Thanks, guys.